Rush, you're not knowing good at all. That's the Rush's conclusion. It seems to me that according to the Rush, comes out that there can be an need of a Farhesia b'shev yal tasa. That's the Rush's yisod. Like not going to a chastel, shever brachon, etc., etc. But of course, no, not to me for regal, but according to the Rush, no avail shlosh of regal klal. Not to me, it would be rabo sai, unless it is shayla. What could be avail is b'farhesia, avail is shlosh of b'farhesia b'shach. Is it noig or is it not noig? Let's say going to what comes out, that there can be an need of a farhesia b'shev yal tasa. That's the Russian yourself. Like not going to a chastel, a shever brachon, etc., etc. But of course, it's not a community for regal, but according to the Russian, no avail shlosh of regal klal. Not community with bigger bosai, unless it is shayla. What the din of avail is, b'farhetzi, avail is shlosh of b'farhetzi b'shach. Is it noig or is it not noig? Let's say going to a shever brachon. This exact case I gave you. I get a shayla all the time. Some is in avail, shlosh or yud-beis chodesh, the same thing. And a very close is making a shiva brachas. If he doesn't show up, people can all think he didn't come to the veil, which is of course the truth. May he therefore go on out. So the answer was no, the manusha. According to the Ramban, and why I wanted to take a shot. What did the Ramban say? What did the Ramban say? It's not shot first to the shiva al tas. That's not who I am to the Ramban. According to the Rush, there's no din of avail for hetzia. You have to avoid it. It was what we call the low-grade avelis of shlosh. Either way, on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to go to the shever brachos. I don't know if you caught what I just said over here. The mamonisha. According to the Ramban, there will be a pshat in the Ramban, as long as the mitzvah is low, so it's not shat for hetz. You're just sitting, you're just not going to something, it's not going for hetz. According to the Rush, what we said pshat in the Rush yesterday, the Rush holds that like the shach, that avelis shloshim for hetzia is not like the shach. That changes the teeth, that's not going to be that shach and simon tough or kafal. So the manasha. I thought the mic, that's the reason why the proper minute should be according to this, that you should, whoever has a minute of changing a seat, based on the Gemara, should stay in the changed seat on Shabbos. Unless he's all got to kumvah say. I mean, those who argue say that, they consider that to sit in that seat like a kumvah say. You gotta come out, you got out of bed, you went to shul, you sat in that seat. I guess that's how you can really argue that point. Argue that point. Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't wear shoes. What? Ah, he's a cash can for all your soul. I guess a veil of shoe, which is so common, even a shev al tas would be, that's something basic. Not going to a wedding is one thing, not going to a shev al another. No, it's barefoot. People don't do that usually. So, you better buy them. So, that's a different verb. A different verb. That's what I would say. Okay. Now on both sides. I said before, shev al shalom and Shabbos. The Russian similar on the chet, posting Rishalmi, a chilukim and hogim. It's sort of an ancient expression. Avol shalom aleichem k'minig mekomeinu. The Rosh is, I'm not sure some do say, some don't say, but shalom aleichem k'minig mekomeinu. That's our minute. What's the shayla? Maybe shalom avol b'shab. I thought Tana Shayla could tavel us at all. Why can't you say shalom aleichem to another? Well, I don't understand. The person is saying, he's not an avel. What's the issue? He says, you're not supposed to say shalom to another. Right, even 12 months probably, right? That's the test of tomorrow in the Shinder Shulman. Why? Reuben can't say, Shimon's an Avelis, Reuben can't tell Shimon. Reuben's not Chayim Lechus Avel. Reuben's not Chayim Lechus Avel. Why should Reuben not be able to, yeah?
Because it's a
positive Tzara. Avada! Because Ein Ashar B'Shalom, that's what Gemara said. Not nice, that's an Yitzhar Avel. Not Derech Eret. Not right, it's better guy Shalom Lechus, but it's not Ashar B'Shalom. What's the Machlokes in Yerushalom? Well, my folks, Misham is, what's the state of mind of an Avel on Shabbos? Is it Shari B'Shalom or not Shari B'Shalom? It's the Minigam Akarnas. And the Minigam Akarnas, sir. I don't know what the mind is there. Shavarach and Shinkpeh Heitz is given, depends on the Minigam Akarnas. What's the Minigam of New York? I don't know. Huh? You do the Shalom Aleichem? Take the Shabbos. With the Shabbos, the Shabbos is the same, unless you want to hold from the for the shalom business. Yeah, you probably, if I get the meaning as we do, we all need a shalom. What about the oven saying good Shabbos to somebody else?
Tov Shiva talking. The Avot Tov Shiva gives say good Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem to somebody. That's a very serious Shabbos. So the Machaber says, in Shin Pei Hei Siv Gim, that's what I said before, Mokho Shinogu Liyos Shlo Lom Shlom Aveh Lom Shabbos Shol. That's the meaning of Mokho. Because of a Rambam, Sheha Ovel No Sein Shalom Lecho Odom B'Shabbos. Shehu Mechlal Dvarim Shem Befarhetz. If the Ovel will not take it Shabbos, it's Farhetz. What in it? Like against Parshat within the Rambam. Well, could come out of the Shitalta. But the Rambam, there was the Shitalta, whether the Veil of Sushina on regal, because remember the whole question he has, the Rambam held like it was none, the Tzibur got perhaps around the Shitalta in this sheet. Maybe, I'm not going to spend too much time. What kind of clothes do you wear? So I saw these, so the Smoker said you shouldn't wear your Shabbos clothes. I don't know about that. But the Brick of Yosef says, Hold on. The Brick of Yosef says in Simon Tuff, see if Aleph, the one I asked you to look at, first like this. The Shulchan Aruch said you can't wear a beggar's karua, b'Shabbos. The Mechaber says, he says like this. Avot Torah l'hachot b'day kol v'ilbash b'Shabbos, big day Shabbos. I'm going to prefer Esther. B'glilusenu she'ein shum ani b'Yisroel, she'ein lo beggar the Shabbos. Told me I'll call. The Chemisi Shekosav Harav Marie Zion B'Tshuva etc. Why am I saying this? Because apparently there's some Toskim wanted to say, no, you shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos. I already felt the course. Don't wear Big Day Shabbos. I don't know, it depends what you wear during the week. If a guy wears three-piece suits during the week, I don't wear the Shabbos stuff. Jeans. If he wears the pants, then he should wear what he could quote weekday suits. Okay, it's almost the same. Guy walks, you know, wears during the week, you know, plaid shirts with open collar with the jeans, and walk in, so he will take off the ripped plaid shirt, put on a different unripped plaid shirt. How's for shalom? It's mamash for hetzi. We have to wear big day shabbos. So the question is, we can't wear big day shabbos. In that case, I don't know why they're called the suits more to makom. Then he writes in the sefer that you have to wear the beggar nuk. You should wear it earlier. That whole business, yilbash achar tchila. I don't know. In a chanami, if you have a suit that was just dry clean, you have a problem. So if you stop in the back, you have more than one suit. If you have one suit, it would have been worn. Would you wear less shots? Punk every single suit was clean. Instead, it was in the Hancock or something. They just put them all back. So I mean, the mice he probably had a suit which was not so that he could wear. I don't mind the shirt. You already said the shirt is a shadow from wait. This is what we call the category of isness, we thought. No chiyuv to go around and get someone else to wear it. I don't think it was clear to do that. I thought that the shirt should be permissible. That's what I thought. Yeah. The same you saw the smocks in the same place as an oval, the Tom Shloshim, or the Yibbe Tzkodesh of father and mother, should not go into a Shalom Zachar or a Kiddush Shabbos. Shouldn't go in at all. I don't know about that. I thought that the way we came out last time, he's allowed to go. Maybe he should be allowed to eat. And we had to talk about bris. He's allowed to go without eating. Even during the week. So even though he's right that Shabbos is no extra hetter, I'm granting that. We don't consider that far hetter, right? But to go, I thought he should be allowed to go. I thought. That's what I thought. Okay, Baal Nakuda, and this is before we go to this, the Yom of Korea, is the Rambam. Remember, it's the Shver Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Avot, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, talking about Rosh Hashanah, and the statement is, Mamash against the Perek Yud Gimel. And I write, no Avelos in Yontif, you're going on a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And he says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also knock off Zerah Shiva, etc. However, he says, Rosh Hashanah does not count the 7 days. Says the rabbis, what are you kidding? Yesh kan shiva shayon ha'pil afnei Rosh Hashanah. Harei hu shiva Rosh Hashanah shiva. It's supposed to be the Farish of Gemara. The Rambam's mamon against the Farish of Gemara. I repeat. The Gemara, not called Dalam and Beis, just learned says, the Rosh Hashanah counts the 7 days towards the Shloshim. And the Rambam says, no. No. The Pella. Still they the Ramban in page Reish Lama Gimel has a very interesting answer. But the Ramban, the Ramban's not against the Gemara. The Ramban is a friend of the Ramban. Not against the Gemara. Because the funny line ended the sugya. We discussed this yesterday. It wasn't long ended the sugya. They asked him like this, Amar Mar, go back with the Fnei Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rehen Arbaasa. Yeah. Amalei, Anah, Mistabra, Karam, Gamliel, Udamir. What does that mean? That line is so enigmatic. The Rambam had a solid, ingenious chat. What did Rabbi Gamliel say in the Mishnah? That Rosh Hashanah is Kirigolim, as far as what? What's the Mishnah talking about? Come on, being Mevatel, the Avel, right? Guys, you with me? Because being Mevatel, the Avel, for that Rosh Hashanah is like Kirigolim. But as far as counting for 7 days towards the Shlosh, that for that not. That's exactly what the Gemara read in the last line, like the Rambam. Fascinating chat. The Rambam learned the last one more like him. It fits into the words, not bad. Right. No, that's what he said, it's wrong. He said, that he said, did you mean Rosh Hashanah? No, he said, I didn't mean that. I know the Sabbath Rabban Gamliel, I mean, I meant that Rosh Hashanah is like regular as far as Bittul Avel. But not as far as counting us towards 14 days. He was much rejected what came before. Not a mission, it's a member. One day before Rosh Hashanah counts for 7, he rejected the last law. Yes, they thought. That's right. What's the love that's behind it? What's the love that's behind it? Not a red. Not a red. Hold on. Not a red. It's not a red. Not a red. Yeah. Not a red. Straight to Ramban. But it does not go off because it's Simcha. The Rosh Hashanah says that the end of Rosh Hashanah is Simcha Rosh Hashanah, and the Shulchan is Simcha Yom Kippur. So it's Simcha. Effective Ramban. But wait a minute. The Hekesh of the Regalim, the Bittul, applies, comes from what? Tashlumin. It's all about Tashlumin. Atheres is from Tashlumin. Ramban asks, Shmini Atheres has no Tashlumin. We know that. So according to the Ramban, Shmini Atheres shouldn't come in 7 days either. If the Hekesh of Regalim is about Tashlumin, so there should be no, so Shemini Atzeres shouldn't count for 7 days. That's the, and it's blind by the Kash. So the answer is as follows. True, the Hekesh of Regalim is based on Tashlumin. But once it was Hukshu Zela there, it applies to Regalim totally. Even though there is no Tashlumin in particular for Shemini Atzeres. That's what I thought the answer had to be. Yeah, I know, it's a little bit of a problem. I was wondering about the whole thing. This is what a Geshur HaChaim asked. It's an interesting question. How can it come out that Shavuos is more... You made the Shlumen of Shavuos is more important than Chalamoy Pesach, until they fly. You saw that? Isn't that amazing? Sure. Because if someone dies the day before Shavuos, the Shiva is knocked off. Right? Then Shavuos counts for what? For 7 days, 14. But then the Shlumen counts again. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So by the time a week of Shavuos is gone, you already have 21 days. A week after Pesach begins, you only have 14 days. So until they plow him. The Geshur HaChaim has the Kasha. Perek of Gimel, Siv, Beis, Siv, Kof, Chet, and Bereshit. Here's the Kasha. So the answer is like this. What does the Hekesh tell you? The Hekesh is telling you that Shavuos is counted by itself for 7 days. Hashlumen is nothing. Shlomo is not, Shlomo doesn't count. Someone asked me a kasha. Who asked me a kasha? Someone, does it say Shlomo should not go up the Yavel those days? Someone asked me a kasha? The Baruch answered that. Well, I forgot to ask that. That's what I asked. No one says that. Because Shlomo is nothing. The special, that's the Chiddush of the Hekesh.
that a Tzera Shavuos counts in 7 days by itself. And because the Shlomo is really nothing between you and me. The minute, count again. It's a mud in the top, but that's what the Geshur Chaim is, more or less. Anyway, one final Nakuda before I have to get to start the next minion. The Geshur Chaim there, in footnote 4, is an interesting question. Rav Kiveya raised it. What happens if someone got married, and he has a Shiva Tzimei HaMishta Naklof Yavel, and in the middle comes Yontif. So he got married 4 days before Yontif. He hasn't started the Shiva yet, now Yontif comes. Can Yontif Naklof his Shiva? The answer is no, correct? The answer is no. Kiveya says the Shimon Beis Tifal, the answer is no. He hasn't fulfilled Shiva. Some argue. How can you argue? How can you argue? Give me my shoulder, someone argue. How can you argue? Zom Shibitzinah. Exactly. Zom Shibitzinah is not the post of Sukkot, according to the Rambam. No Zom Shibitzinah, so you can take a chiluk. About this, to complete these in Yonam, we have to start in Yonam of Korea, with your permission. Okay? Any questions? Who? What? What's the cash? What's the cash? Lamarim. The Gemara's last line, Anam is Tavul coming Galil, the Amina means that Roshana counts only to knock off of it. That's what Galil said in the Mishnah. But not to come for 7 days, so slow. Okay, Kriya Rabosai is a major Indian. It's the last Indian we're going to be discussing this summer. I must apologize to another whole Indian which I prepared called Tumas Kohanim, which we're not going to get to at all. Alright? Old Chazal Namoy. But let's try to do what we can in the Hilchos Kriya. We show the Maimakamas. I hope you're by now into those Maimakamas. No? No? Yeah? People are in the Kriya Maimakamas? Yeah? Good. Baruch Hashem. Keep ahead of me. I owe you something from a long time ago, before we start the actual Gemara's Kriya. Because if you recall, you learned the Gemara on Daf Yudal, on Daf Hezvav, where the Gemara said, Avol Chayev, this, that, and the other thing, and it's also Kriya. Because the Gemara said in Adam, Avol Chayev B'Kriya, the Gemara says, the color of Ahmad is they are, and those of Bromo, the Chalb Kulama, the Chayev. Mother Shalom, the Nuda Ma B'Kriya, take them, the Torah Ma B'Kriya, Toshma, the God of you, Brumim, she you, Mekuroin, Shma Mino. So I saw the Emek Brocha as a Kashi. What do you mean the other is chayv and kriya? What does the word mean? He's chayv and kriya, or you have to wear a beged karua? So lamed shachakir. Are you chayv and a maisa kriya, or you have to wear a beged karua? So what do you say, guys? Kiyim. First and a second. First, prove it. Oh, that's one interesting riot. I'm sitting and you're to Korea over again. Now you're wearing a beggar to rule. What do you say, another riot? Both?
Most.
It's doing my Korea, right? Do it every month. It's not playing relevant. The what? That only wearing a beggar to rule? What's the riot? Only Avivima. Okay, but let's see that Avivima. So basically, what? Right, and after the Gemara, from the base, and Ayosu, the Begat Karua, says Rashi Kvar, is it goes less amazing as a chayim. He's ripping off, well, no pun intended. He is taking away from the mace, the cover, which is Rorlo, and he's fooling the living thing. He's a big tzaddik, he's doing it. That's another Gemara. What are the Gemara? Another famous Gemara, Shas Gemara. Come on, Shas Gemara. This Gemara should be known from Shas, not from Rorlo. I guess it's the famous Klolim of Shas. That's it. Don't play him in the Dara. Thanks, him in the Dara. Maldek, he's Mamish. The guy's really for real. Not a fake, it's a real scene. Mamish, the last stop. What's happening now? Hey, Zion. Okay, but still, it's a real scene. So, he said if he ripped it a second too early, it doesn't count. Hopefully, he did buy it. So, you see, Klorb, I was a beggar's rip. You see, I have to do a Maisa Kriya. So the question is, one second, the Eric Baruch asked, it comes to Mitzorah, Pashim Shat, but God of you are from him. It could be ripped from before. The Ophanim Echazinah says so, Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sif Kot Beis, it's in the Rambam. That it says that it was Tumas Taras. Sheyiyu HaMitzorah, B'Mufursim, B'Kriyas, B'Godov.
So it means they have to be ripped. They have to rip them. So how are you going to bring a comparison from one to the other? Why is the Gemara proving bring a raya from Mitzorah to Avel Shenemar? Equating over here, because of Yerufrumim, Shemukurayim, the Gemara seems to be making this kind of an equation over here. Right? Because of Yerufrumim, what's that pasuk found by Mitzorah? The Gemara seems to took some tying it together here with Avel. What did they see them found? Okay, right. Okay. Yeah. It's about the cash. This 5-7 is the wild shot here. 5-7 says the riot is not Lakuma but Lakula. What is it? The Torah Mao, the Kriya, Tashra, the God of Yerufrumim. What's going on here? Taket. Now the Avos, Chai, do a Maisa Kriya. By the Torah, it's enough to have the God of Kulim. You don't need a Maisa Kriya. Look at Sfasem and Seals here. I'm not going to it now. We're not all about the Sugi. The Gemara does say, though, in a preface to the Shir, so we finish Avelis. We finish Avelis. Well, look, we finish Avelis. No, what Gemara I have in mind? No? That's right. Chavam and Beis, same that. Avelis look good, and Kriya look good. Two different dinners. I love to make them all and have a Kriya. I was wondering, but the Gemara says, all of Kaya, but Kriya? They tell you, oh, tick off the list. Kibbutz and Gingin and this and Tol Tamatar, Shalom, Shalom, Rechitza, Tashma Meet, and Nilas and Sam. What are you saying Korea for? That's not do with Korea. What do you say? Oh, the Shai is really up to what I have in mind. The Shekhar, the whole Torah, we explained that there's two dinim in Korea. One in Korea, Bishat Chimu, because he's so mitragesh, he's so. You know, this terrible thing happens, whatever. Like Torah burns, relative dies, whatever. Yeah, the rip. It's a different din of Kriya. It's not a din of Shas Chimah. For example, he should have ripped right away, but he was wearing borrowed clothing. So he could rip till Shiva, he has to rip again. Right? Tosh is Chavdal, Amanal, Tibur Masl, Chachol. So it's not considered Shas Chimah. They have to rip for. It's a din of Avelis. Or the din of you can't sew it up for 7 days. Why? It's the din of Avel. Could be the Avel Chayav of Kriya is referring to the Avelistic aspect of Kriya, aside from the Shas Chimavdic aspect. Okay? Good. Now with this introduction, we can start the actual halachas of Kriya. Oh boy. Yes! I can't hear you. That's wonderful. Three other differences as well. Wonderful. We'll see later as we go on. Maybe we'll see other differences. Other? You get these from one of God. No, that is a shot to reverse. The Gemara is trying to prove in that pasuk by the Torah, not that you have to rip it like an oven. You have to reverse. That pasuk of the Gemara is an oven of this. What must the Torah do what an oven does? But Avil, what does an Avil do? That's all cash. Another to rip gone. Right? And the Mitzorah, what? The Mitzorah, no, come up to this. Has to what? Has to wear it gone. So how are you bringing it right from one to the other? Tashma, what's it? There's also rather heifer, rather cooler. That Avil, you have to rip Kriya. Avil Chayav the Kriya to a Maisa Kriya. And what is the Bible by the Torah? Tashma, you don't have to do it. Because of your room, it's good enough. It's a very interesting, fascinating shock. Connect everybody else, I think. Whatever else do with the Gemara, I don't know. I was thinking that Rav Shachat Malach might have to answer this question. He wasn't discussing the Indian of ripping, he wasn't even of leaving a rip. Shouldn't sew it up. But I'm not sure that's answered sufficiently because it still could be different. What if by the mice, it's left to a mice of Korea. So, I don't know. Think about it, if you can figure out a way how to say it properly. I don't know if all the problem, I don't know.
Yeah, so.
I don't know, that's just going to work. Okay. The Gemara that same that for Bava Medvei says, Akorea melamato min astodim lo yotze. Guys, the guy ripped from the bottom or from the side, no good. The Rambam writes, in Perkhaf Kesa Lach Aleph, Akorea me acharov o min astodim o melamato lo yotze. What do you mean, listen? What does stodim mean? Guys, which way is stodim in the garments? We're talking vertically, horizontally, but what do you mean stodim is no good? Too far down or too far to the side? Oh, right, too far to the side. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Simen Shin Mem Siv Beis, this is following. It's an important thing to the Shalal Maisa. Mokom akriya b'chol mokom b'beis ha-tzavar l'fona aval m'kor l'achar v'min ha-tzodim lo yotz. If you read the Mechaber first time, you get the impression that min ha-tzodim doesn't mean to the side, but what does it mean really? Rather, down, as opposed to l'malo. Not min ha-tzodim as opposed to the emta, min ha-tzodim as opposed to l'malo, because it can't just be beis ha-tzavar. What does beis ha-tzavar mean? The neckline, right? What? Oh, hold on. For the base Yosef writes the Ferish. So the Ma'am Akam, so on the Berek Abayas, right? So the Berek Abayas, we edit things in the end, the bold print. The base Atara means the middle of Mala. You need the neckline, so you learn. Udalo kemine ga'olam l'krob et zdori ha'malbosh k'negar ha'koz. And against the middle, they're ripped by the chest. They're ripped by the neck. Where do you get it from? Hold. That's the Ramban. Ramban writes in page Samach, it is based at Samach. That's where the Losh Beis Samach comes from. The Rosh Hashulchan is stuck, how do you figure that Minig Olam? Rosh Hashulchan, Tzif Dal writes, well, I'll tell you what. In the old days, they used to wear, what would you? Crew neck, that's it, stuff like that. They used to wear, t-shirt, that was the way that the Malbush was, or something like that. So you can do Beis HaTzavar. Now it's our Malbushim, it's impossible. So I saw the statement, a fantastic statement. I mean, we call them every minute for the rest of this year. Called Zichron and Bitzal. We took it out from the library. Written by Bitzal, Rav Sraya Zablitsky, B'nai Barak. His mother was nifty, she wrote a whole sefer in memory of his father, just in Nichols Creek. Big, tall, safe. Beautiful Sefer, as Mamash Gavald goes down. He has the cash, which is great. What's the Rosh Hashulchan talking about? Yeah, first of all, Beis HaTzavar now. Beis HaTzavar is even though I'm not sure that it has a neck. So it's not a t-shirt, so what? Could they fly? So he answers. Maybe you should try to be with the sheet of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef means the top as opposed to the bottom, or the middle. That's not what it means. What does it really mean? That's not from there before. What does it mean? Beis Yosef just means parallel to the neck, even further down, as opposed to what? The side. The middle of the body, not the side of the body. That's what it means. And he brings a raya perura. Mamash, a raya perura. Look in the Ramban there. Was it the Ramban in the Ma'amah Kamas? I think so. Wasn't? I think so. The Ramban says over there, on my list. The Ramban says that, here it is. I don't see it. Sorry about that. But, maybe someone else quoted the Ramban. I think maybe they bring just a quote of the Ramban, but they included the Beis Yosef. The Ramban says, like this, that the Ritgeis says that the Tzadim means Tachas Botei Hayadayim, which means here, underneath the sleeves, that was the Mamash, like over here, that would be considered the Menat Tzadim. That's what the Ritgeis says. And the Ramban is a bigger matter. He he points out that the Pesach didn't notice this, there's a bigger matter. The Ramban there says, first in the Masech to Smachis, he says, you need, should be Dafka Tachas Beis HaTzavah, only under the neck, see? Limiting it to here. See? From the neck down, like this. But this part over here is where the pocket is. You see where the pocket is? The cord of its case would be good. It's underneath the shoulder, it's not underneath the sleeve. But the bottom would be no good. Not, you know, even with the neck. And he quotes it often in the second smoke. It says, what's the lashon over there? You have to have the b'shtei ha-murayos. What does b'shtei ha-murayos mean? They used to have, you know, they used to have, it's one of the shirts, it's like a little piece, it wasn't like today. Piece of cloth. One piece is here, one piece here, one piece here. You can only cut the middle two murayos. One close, you know, from the middle. It's a button that's in a button down, or a seam down. The close two to the middle, because only those two were under the neck. Whereas all the other things were made out of studded, not low, but off to the side. Like a field goal. It can either be low, because the nose beneath the bar, or it can be off to the side. That's the emesim shot, off to the side. That's why it's no good. Don't do it too low. There's nothing that's too low. That's what the Zichron B'Tzal points out. That the whole thing, the emesim shot is Bukhari incorrect. Bukhari incorrect. He quotes over here, one sec. He quotes over here in the Piskei HaTosfos Kuf Yutet. He says, Lo yatzal akera etel grono, near the throat, for the neck, ach mitachas fat amalbosh ko negara chaza, o negara keres yikra. Okay? Because you should do by the stomach, by the chest, not by the throat. Offer the Piskei HaTosfos, I offer against the Gemara? No! Gemara didn't mean that. The whole special base at Tzara was only invented by the Ramban. It means off to the side is no good. No, that too low is no good. I mean, Mamish, he says that the child is wrong. He says there in the table, look, I'll be mocking me, I'm not going to stop you. But, Nikir did it. There's no need for such a requirement. Yes, Eitan. I don't need it. How far down is the matzo? From the bottom. A tibur is a chod. Till tibur shdicha be considered in the ballpark of kriya. Okay, so that indicates it's meaningful. I would say the whole shirk, the chod down to the belly button. So that's still included in the takol lamata. I would say. Tear your pants. Interesting question. See, and you can't say it's an interesting question. I just want to think about it. Because it's Mara Gemara, they had one garment. Kashim Shah, they had one, tunic, whatever it's called. They had robes. What is that? I never heard this Shah, I never heard in my whole life. 300 pants. They involved. What?
What
should
you do on
300 shirts? I said, other emails, so we're all your garments. We're going to tell pants. Unbelievable. We'll cut it out later. I never thought of that question. That's Lamat Tibur. Beneath Tibur is already smoke. That's no Kriya beneath that. And that'll be Lamata maybe. So Lamata will be even beneath that thing. It's the rope and the wall from the bottom. Those are no good. I just never thought of the question before. 310. Wow. But they have slits now. They rip from the Lamata. They have all kinds of things there. Not going to that. Yeah. Rav Olsai. Now, but on the other hand, you should be very careful to rip in the middle. But that they usually do, because the reason they do it is because they rip from the seam, from the middle, from the middle. Ah, but the thing is, you should rip straight down. The whole machleik is, can you rip sideways? Is it good or no good? Can you rip horizontally? But the chaz, another reason why it may not be good, some say it's not because it's not nikar. It's shver tam, because the meister it is nikar. No. You can give a different reason. Rip sideways, by the time you get to the Shia Tepa, you'll be out of bounds. It'll be no longer a Kenegar Beis HaTzavah. That's another reason you should really rip straight down, or as close straight down as possible. The Tzavah, think about it. How long is the Tzavah not that far? I don't think ever, when she's off in the middle, you don't even have a Tepa. I don't know what they do. They go down further, go up to the side a little bit, they do all kinds of things. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I wanted to suggest. Okay. Fine.
As a matter of fact, the Zichron Betzalel points out, the Pelech, in certain places, the Shia Tepech is called Beit HaMikdash, Tepech. In certain places, they only rip. Of course, this is in Israel even. They're more than the doctor. Certain Chevra Kaddishas, they start, stop, enough, enough. Let me see that. They said, don't rip anymore. The poor guy's trying to do a mitzvah. He's the tumult, he's an oval. He's trying to rip a Tepech. And he rips up the three quarters of the Tepech, stop! I've been many times at the base level. I come in there, I see he's wearing a rip, garment, not ripped down. Never saw it. Less than Tepech, right? Till they fly it. He ruined his stinking shirt. Not even going to save on his shirt. The shirt will go to the garbage anyway. And a mitzvah he doesn't have. Where are the shirt? Terrible. I didn't see people on bottom there. What are you worried about? About a woman, we'll get to that later, about the sneakers. It's about a man, he's ripping the shirt. The shirt's going to the garbage. They ripped the whole thing. Rip a tefah. Forever. What are you doing over here? Listen to me. He says it's a Zichron Betzalel. He doesn't understand what's going on. The Chavadish, they stop. Enough, they said. Crazy. Yes, sir.
As he messes up, he can't even be more
yeah, I've done that. I've come over to the base level. Pull the guy out of the room, but see, it's very delicate because he's mostly loud in the first row. Stands up, pull him to a side room. But also, my biggest concern is the first row. Cover of the first row. So there are bonnets, go to cover up, really, I usually will not do it. Unless I find out that there's a row who's, but generally speaking, I don't do it. But all that's the reason not. The photo of the rabbi who was the Leviathan. Who was the last one? Who was the fishing rabbi of the Leviathan? So tell me, there was no rabbi there. There's no rabbi there. I said, okay. I'm not being pogan. But ordinarily you can't do it because the rabbi was there the first time. But, what his chesed I can't understand. Don't in the chomet that he never told you the same thing. But doesn't make things feel any better. A pellet. Okay. In Shulchan Aruch, it says it's a dollar based on the Gemara Chafim the days about ripping, even if you're not available, bifnei krovo. If you're relative available, you have to rip also. 1 second. The Ramos, the Raminig is not that way. The same as we don't observe a different Gemara. Then what's the different Gemara which you just alluded to? You have to do available bifnei krovo, not only kriya. Because then it's a marcho. The Ramos says in Shinai and Dalas, if I'm with marcho, then the plot is not as that. And the kriya, there's only for Avail and then Merkel, this man has that. Yes, Shai. I don't think so. One Shabbos, one Shetokha, they leave it, what? They stop for half a step. Often they stop and they can't go any further. They have to cut. Right, and it'll come up a day later. So what do they say in a day later and a minute later? I don't know. Maybe not. I still got my opinion. Can that, maybe, I don't know. Yes? We'll get that later. We'll get to that later. Now the Gemara Chafayim and Aleph. The Gemara says the Chafayim and Aleph that when someone dies, you have to do the Kriya. Everyone who's there has to do Kriya. Often the Gemara. No questions there. After the Gemara, if someone Chalila sees that someone dying, someone who just died, as he's dying, that's your Kriya. Perish the Gemara. And the Achronim say, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. No answer to the Bach, it's okay. But later Achronim say, we don't do it. We don't know it was done as that. Why? So the Gesher Chaim, the Zichron Betzalel both say, the reason is, because we're trying, in the din in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalet, that a person should not be left alone to die. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, of the Shulchan Aruch. Lo Tov, in a Tov, in the Neshama, Lo Teis Yechida. We're trying to get people to come and stand by the Nefesh. The bonus is, you rip the shirt. That's the power I give you. Come in, you guys guarantee you rip the shirt. So it may discourage people from doing the great mitzvah of Chesed Shalem as they're standing there by the Yitzhiyat Neshama. So in order to avoid that, they potted everybody from this din. Who potted? Which bed came and potted it? I don't know. Again, the same idea before, no?
Godel covered Abrius, right? Which is Doich many things. And it's one thing is a cover that the first shouldn't die all by himself. The Geshe Rechaim says. Yes? What? No, it's a Nigla. I don't know. That's not a Kabbalah. That could be understood even between Nigla. What?
I
used to play
in
the
movie.
Yeah? The movies. But it's Alpi Nigla. It's not Alpi this I'm sure it's even more, but it's Alpi Nigla. It's covered other. Covered other. It's be left alone. Okay, believe they're the dog. That's right. Become in America today. In the olden days, the person died in the house. And there were always people there, always, never leave him alone. There's always a judgment call, so tricky. I was in the hospital, had a heart attack. He's recovering. I went to the summer just to see how it might. So it was a recovering, it was a week later, it was already a week later, 6-7 days later. And then the woman was with her husband for Shabbos, they told her to go home, he's going to be fine, no problem. And an hour later, he passed away from a heart attack. She was going crazy. Why wasn't I there? Why wasn't I there? Why wasn't I there? It was all by himself. Well, you know what I mean? You have to move into the hospital for an indefinite period. It's very tricky. They only let somebody don't you do it. It's very hard. Every case is different. You can't give rules. But certainly, the doctors say that the doctors are pessimistic. It should be mishmaris. I know a maisa. It's happened just now. I was in Menachem Aval, I was in the city that time, when I went to Chata, I was in Menachem Aval too. A woman had a massive stroke, went to a coma, and I think for over a month, if I'm not mistaken, for over a month, she was in this coma. Yeah, I mean, it was over a month. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was quite a little bit over a month. They never left her alone. Never. She was not left alone for 1 minute. And believe me, what a burden that is. Just think for a minute. The family came, the kids and the grandchildren, the in-laws, the cousins, they all, they made mishmaris for a whole month. Some, I don't know who was there at the time, I don't know, but someone was there. Shemeirut Yekakovet. Shemeirut. Tremendous. I mean, the word of Gemilas Kasa Shalom is unbelievable. Great. At the way she, I guess in the old days it was in the house, it was much more easy to do that, you know? It was just the mishmer in the house, and the reason I'm running to was to Washington Heights. In the bad neighborhood there, and I know it was once they had done it, so it was scary, but they did it. I remember when I was coming back from a chasna in the middle of that tchufa, end of June, and he took out a beard, he says, how do you get to this address? Busy night, 1 o'clock in the morning, I said, where are you looking for? Mr. X, I forgot his house, take someone from there to go see the mother to stand to do mishmer. Once 1 in the morning, I was switching mishmeres. Maybe. But yeah. So then any discouragement of making the guy rip his clothing, you know, that discouragement we don't need. So that's why the mice they don't do it. Who's the relative you mean? We'll get to that later. The relative of the car is a rip anyway, so you should zip a rip then. So some say you should, many of the things that you should rip down on the spot. I had a shower this week. I've never had it before in my whole life. I was talking to someone on the phone. And while he's coming from the hospital, a very sick parent, and while on the phone he says to me, it's all over. They came in, he's coming from the hospital full. It's all over. Father just passed away. Should I rip Korean? Told him no. And my eye, against the Beferish Gemara, so he shouts his tears in the Shomer, and he's going to rip anyway. The Poskim say no. And the reason they say no is because the guy is also tumult, he doesn't know, you know, that's the reason they give him the svara. He's the tumult, doesn't know what to do, how to do, where to do, and then they made a low plug. So you should rip, that's the minute of a low plug. That you should do about a levaya, there's a chavir kadisha, there's a rav there, as they come to his senses. That's all, that's the minute of all of it. It wasn't going to pass differently, that they postponed it till later. And how do you do otherwise? You can't rip, but rip. You can't, all because you can't rip, they go get a knife, and a razor blade, and this and that. But, yeah. You being ripped because how strong do you think you are? You're ripped to a garment or a yad? Nah, no one's ripped a yad nowadays. They're made too good. They're made with seams. Can't make any of a yad. I don't think so. Don't try it. But I'll give you a maisa. I went to Eretz Yisrael, a maisa shahaya. Just now, a few months left in June. I went to Eretz Yisrael, Nay, I went the first night right to the Kosel Maravi. I went with my wife. We made sure to take along with us a knife or some scissors or something. We had scissors with us to do kriya by the Kosel. I couldn't do it. Even with I went through this, you know, and that's too long with some of the guys here, the marathoners and all that, but a little bit, I couldn't, these things are very well, it's a plain shirt, a junk shirt, well made, it's hard to rip it sometimes. So that's the main other reason that people didn't know, yeah. No. We'll get to the call. That's going to be the last discussion with Lina that we'll talk about, we'll save that for the last year, whatever that's going to be. Whatever that's going to be, and I don't exclude any time of the day or night. Yes. Oh, we'll come to that in a minute. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Sivov says, not only should you rip when the Shachat Shem, if you're there, you hear somebody died, and Adam Kosher Yisrael died, and rip Kriya, the Ferish Gemara. Oh, from the Gemara. Oh, Adam Kosher, even not a God of the Torah, you know, it's not Mishiyas Neshama, have the crawl up. Then the Rambam says that some say no, I mean, the minig is the hawk. The minig is the hawk. Look, the Kavachayim of the Saman is standing there. So the Gemara Makos, even the meeting of the Gemara. But next, what about a Thomas Kavach? Another Gemara, Kavach was a bad word. What about a Talmud Chacham? Again, it's the Farish of Gemara. Chacham, a Talmud Chacham. Two different dinner, right? That, if there is Kriya. Even after Kriya. First of all, the focus is even after Kriya. Says the Shach, we're not knowing this either. We're not knowing. Just cutting your time. Then he asks, Why don't we rip? Meta the two equal. Expression is found elsewhere, tax purposes, right? Well, today everyone's a rabbi, but it's the reverse. The two of them, anyway, let's not go into that. It's all based on the Gemara and Daf Chaf Hei. Everything we said until now was based on the Ferish of Gemara and Daf Chaf Hei and Aleph. Chacham Shem Meis, Yatsiyas Neshama, all this is Chaf Hei and Aleph. That's not noted. But then, in Tivchet, we had another Gemara, we from another Gemara, that's Chavavim and Aleph. Be'elu Kroam Shem Mitzachim. Akarei Al Aviv, Yal Imo, Yal Rabo, Shalim Del Toro, Yal Nosi, Yal Abed. Nu. Expression is found elsewhere, tax purposes. Huh? Today everyone's a rabbi. Must be the reverse. The Torah. Anyway, let's talk about that. It's all based on the Gemara and Daf Chaf Hei. Everything we said until now was based on the Ferish of Gemara and Daf Chaf Hei and Aleph. Chacham Shem Meis, Yatsiyas Neshama. All this is Chaf Hei and Aleph. That's not noted. But then in Tivchet is yet another Gemara. From another Gemara. That's Chavavim and Aleph. Be'elu Kroam Shem Mitzachim. Hakorei Al Aviv, V'al Imo, V'al Rabo, Shalim Del Toro, V'al Nosi, V'al Abed. Nu. Mamash like Aviv V'Imo. Zichra B'Chai. Well, wait a minute. The Shulchan Aruch says, it means only Rabbi Muvuk. What's Rabbi Muvuk? Rol Pachmas Mimem. The Gemara is the Rishonim said. So we don't have this man as that. Ah, but is that true? We learn most things from Svarim. Isn't it Rabbi Muvuk Gavan Azeh? What he said? So the Zichron Besala points out, another Pesach states also, that Godel Hazor, Rabbi Muvuk, who says so? Tell us where? Rachim, Rabbi Muvuk. Ainli with Shmuel, Godel is Rabbi Muvuk. So he passes the Halacha, that by Godel Hazor, let man the Polis, is the Chiv of Kriv. And, we saw earlier, by Talmud Chacham, Mikro, then he's also, why don't we do Kriv Talmud Chacham? The only Talmud Chacham is only who is he? Shiodeya Dovet Vahalacha B'chol Mokam Afilu Mesechas Kala and by Bonasena Rabin Nein Talmud Chacham is Man Azeh. What if you have somebody who's A, a Godel Hador and B, Yod Sholot B'chol Mokam every single place he knows everything. Then the Chorah Mamash is no shot at all. Based on the Gemaras with all the Kulas, with the Shachs, with the Ramos, with everything. She's Zichah B'Yachiy of Kriya, no? No question about it. That's the Maisa when Rav Moshe was Nifta. So I told the boys in the shiur that day. I found out I was in pajamas. So I hold pajamas to put them from Korea. I was going to tell you that it was why. But I got a call. I was very tired. A big day that day. So it was part of them. So I told the boys, I said, Mistama, I said, someone will get up and say, okay, Moshe was Nifsa. He was a Godel Hador without question. He'll show us in B'chol Mokum and whoever's asked without question. Mamish. That was your Kriya. I said, I don't see any way out. But I told him, if nobody makes such a patch, don't rip Kriya. Why? I can't think of any rational reason why I shouldn't. I said, I felt PK and I don't want to, I don't know what the whole other is not doing it. I don't want to, that my guy should stand out as a face. I don't know. I didn't want to. What? Hold on. Shachter says no Tanakh was on his head. Who is there in the world who can ask for anything in the world knows? No such thing. That's true. Out of the 5 billion people in the world, it's just nothing good. Because there's one person who's like, I don't know any other. They didn't agree. No. Not in public. No one appeared in public. They did it at home, but in private, I don't know. Nobody. I didn't see anybody. Oh, people do tell me this bar shach. Why did when the shach got to Rip Kriya? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I can't answer the question. Okay, Rabbi Osai. So now we have to begin the Gemara. Yes, John.
If you have a shirt that you use for kriyas?
Yeah.
You can take that and put it on and
do it. Yeah, the chah is a very good idea. I don't think it's kaseda. John, you got a person should have a kriya shirt. Let's say you call it a rabbi. It's the most complicated. Have a shirt which is ripped. The details, like it's ripped and then marchik and rip again and rip again. The most is ripped. It's only problem. Have a kriya shirt hanging around the house. But people don't have that. I don't know. People in Shalom, maybe Yishalmi didn't have it, but people don't have Kriya shirts hanging around.
Yes.
But they did it 30 days, but then I was the father. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. With Rabbi Moshe. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I told the Bochum, I don't know. I have only one possible svar. Rav Moshe Zichron do Gan Shas and Kol Torah Kula was Zichron to go to Lador. Let's say it's another Rav, Rav X. What about him? He'll say, well, he knew Shas and he wants to go to Lador. He wasn't. Does it mean Achloikas? Does he know Shas? Is he the God of Lador? It's not a laughing matter. Unfortunately, it's not a laughing matter. So it's going to be easy to figure. No, he's Nipta, so his. It won't work. We can get into politics. I mean, unfortunately. Even when Moshe was the guy into politics, and even just tell me that Thomas Mateva is politics. Maybe this is to avoid politics, they made it a low plug no matter what. A father and a mother and a brother, you can't argue on that. That's biology. That's it. But anyway, which involves scholarship and godless, maybe they just wanted to avoid all machlokes and everything, just low plug, just don't do it at all. Maybe that's a svara. Okay, maybe it could be a covered up reason. Avoid machlokes, that's a possible reason why this man said they don't do it. Makes sense to think about it. That's the only reason I can really think of. Yes, Dave?
But we do have the Shas, and the Shas does say that we don't
rip Kriya or we go to the Kriya. The Shas doesn't say that. The Shas, you don't rip Kriya for Talmud Chacham. It is not something Rabbo. Rabbo is a different thing. The two didn't. He says, Gemara not called Hey, rip for any Talmud Chacham. Machavav for Rabbo Mubin. For Rabbo, Rabbo Mubin. Two different didn't. The Shas knocked out the Talmud Chacham. But he knocked out because no Talmud Chacham knows everything. Rabbi Moshe knew everything. No, they tell me. Knew everything. And as far as the Rabbi Movik, it's shocked to knock out Rabbi Movik. And then no one argues on that.
The
model
was
from Talmud
Chacham.
Could be. I thought my reason is probably the real reason. That's what I think. We ran out of time about that. We had it tomorrow. We'll start the Sugya Chav Beis of the day. That's with all the distinctions to other
people. Chav Beis
of the day. A whole series of distinctions between Kriya of Abba V'Imo and Kriya of Shakro. Nora said, I'll call our mason, Kulon, Apilu, Lavash, Asara, Chalukim, Eina, Korea, La Elio. I love him, Yalimo, Korea, and Kulon. So the question is, what is considered Bega La Elio? Shaar Krovim, other than father and mother, you only tear one garment, called the Beged HaElyon. So exactly what is the Beged HaElyon? That's the question. So the Taz says it's just cut in hay. What is the Beged HaElyon? Something which he calls let's be one more phrase in the Gemara. Gemara says, that because suso, ain't a makeris. Now, because we'll get to later what exactly the details are. The shach b'kipta holds that ain't likroa harok. This is Taz speaking. Taz is because, hey, you're not supposed to tear the rock. What's a rock? A rock, a reco, no one knows Yiddish, a jacket. Very good. You shouldn't quote the jacket. You shouldn't quote. You shouldn't rip the jacket. Why? Explain. Explains why. He says that the rock is only worn when he calls it sneeze. So ain adam lo holat for a vesa. The person then generally thing does not wear it in the house. Doesn't wear it in the house. It's one what he calls near, it goes outside the house. And whenever you don't wear it in the house, that's not considered a beggar, which is prior to creed. That's not the beggar alien. The beggar alien means whatever the beggar alien you wear in the house, somebody you wear outside. Well, hold on a second. First discussing now as far as shower crow. We will relate to mother and father too, but this is first shower crow. So the kudos hakeza argues on the Taz, it's wrong. He says as follows. The Taz argue on the Matan Binyom, who said they should tear the rock. Okay. He said that the only thing the Ramah came to say is that you don't rip what he calls the shul mantle, special garment that you wear for shul. That's what the Master Binyamin said. So the Taz said it's wrong, but the Shaf said it's right. The Kudas HaKef. Why? There are mass binyamin, Kotha Shem Shekhen, Rora, both of Nogin. But Talmavua, the Dafka, Shul Mantel, Shena Hola, Kuala, Sneus, my Peter Chiros, the other Pashuk, La Soka, Olivet Kavera, Nana Lovesho. If he goes to his friend's house, he goes to the store to buy groceries, or buy furniture, rock, Sholoka, Beta Knesses, Lovesho, Mishim Sneus, the cover, and Kot Hashem. He only wears this thing when he goes to Shul, Mishim Kot Hashlina. If Kela Avim Alvish, Avim Barach, Shalom Shok Shalom Pashut. A person goes to his friend, he goes to the market, he goes to the grocery store. He does wear this Barach. Umi Shaolet Pashut Kolo Rok. Anyone who walks around the street without a Rok. Gnailo is considered an embarrassment. Uch Echad Min Apchusim Yechashvu, considered a lowlife. Have a mouth. Adka. So, first glance, is that not committed for our rock? What we call our jacket. A jacket. Is the jacket the Beged HaElyon or not? Posh of Chas, to look quickly. According to the Taz, if you don't wear the jacket, if you don't wear the jacket in the house. And according to the Shach, you do wear the jacket because you wear the jacket in the street. However, the Torah, that was in Europe in the 17th century, that's how it was. What about in the 20th century in America or even Eretz Yisrael? Is it true that a person would not walk into the street, to his friend's house, to the grocery store, to the shuk, without a jacket? And if a person would go, would do so, would he be considered a lowlife? That's what I'm not
choosing.
Sorry?
Some people do lose
that. No question, there are some people, right. A person who would not go out without a jacket, let's say he's very formal, he wouldn't go out without a jacket, and he sees a friend of his, from his shtibul or from his shul or from his block, he sees them in the street, they meet each other with wool bouts, and she's going to get to buy tomatoes. All right? And they meet by the checkout counter. One's wearing a jacket, or maybe he's in a tie, maybe he's in a hat, I don't know. One's wearing, it's a summer day, it's June. He's wearing a shirt, a short sleeve shirt and an open collar and no hat. He's wearing a yarmulke. Would he look at the guy like a lowlife, like a pompous? Yes? I don't believe it. I mean, even in right-wing circles, you wouldn't look at a pauper. And you go in Borough Park, you see them galore walking in all the stores with short-sleeved shirts and shoes. What are you talking about? Sisters hanging out over, maybe, okay, but they're not wearing jackets. And they're not wearing hats, and they're not wearing ties. They never wear ties. But, yeshivish is circling, you go to Lakewood, you guys walking in the street with driving the cars, running around the shuk, always with shirts. For sure, I mean, everywhere I've gone, Yerushalayim, B'nai Brak. Wherever I've gone, I've seen with shirts. The merchant would always wear a shirt, of course. All the Gedolim Yisrael. Still with shirts, we told them. But I saw that the Sefer Zichron B'Tzalel says, that this is incredible, absolutely incredible. He writes there that a vav, you have to rip the jacket, no question about it. Bein la shachu, bein la tav. Therefore, everyone knows that the person in the house wears a jacket. Yerdua. I don't know where he's living. I think he lives in Bnei Brak. I don't know where he lives. I went to visit Rav Shach 2 months ago. So I went in, and I actually stayed at the door for a minute. Why did I stay at the door for a minute? Because he was sitting and learning with his shirt. He was touching a regular white shirt. And when I came in, this Vodi, I assume he didn't know why I was, even the court, every guest who walks in. Nebuchadnezzar, a 90-year-old man, had to put on his kapota because of me. I felt very uncomfortable about it. But you see, he was wearing a shirt, and then he put on, someone walked in, the cover, then they put on that. But he was sitting at home. Rav Shach walks with a shirt all day. So who walks with a jacket all day? I don't believe it. So the bottom line is, I thought exactly the reverse of the Zichron B'Tzalel. He wants to tie it at Bein La Shach, Bein La Taz, after the jacket. Out of the exact reverse, Bein La Shach, Bein La Taz, after the shirt and not the jacket. So the jacket is something which is not worn in the house. You have to go to the Taz, you don't rip it. And it's not even uniformly worn in the street. Even though you yourself may only wear it in the street, but it doesn't matter you yourself do. Unless it's a whole society. Maybe a place in Monroe, I don't know. Maybe the whole society in Williamsburg, I don't know. Maybe there's a stock in the Rebbe. You have to be covered a terror, whatever it is, covered a kehillah. You have to walk only with a jacket in the street. If that's such a ordinance or custom exists, then it's about playing with a shock on the top. But failing that, and given the modern tendency, then it walks around the streets and it's hot. You know about the winter. The cold, doesn't matter. But in the summertime, we're wearing shirts, even in the shuk. So I thought that the eagle in Korea should be the doctor in the shirt. That's what I thought. No. Whatever you wear in the winter, it's irrelevant. It's the summer is what counts. When it's cold, that's why you're covering yourself with more garments. Yes, Steve. He's got a vest. The guy has no vest. The vests are out of style right now, I think. So the guy has a jacket and a shirt, that's all. There's no vest. Yes?
Maybe the
jacket
has to be
next
to the apocalypse or something.
I brought it to you.
I know, maybe just
more. End quote.
That may not be the requirement to. Why do you tell me he's being poetic here in the show? No, he's saying he's just making a point about how much the,
Yeah, that's exactly what he's making.
The
point is making.
But the requirement may be less than that. And also, let the people go to business meetings. I mean, if you go to a business meeting without...
People go... But I understand. Thank God, I avoid Manhattan as much as mid-Manhattan. I very rarely go there. But I was there once for a chatzana. You walk in the shuk. I mean, It was a New York Hilton, I think, or one of the, New York Hilton, right in the middle of the shuk. I mean, I don't know. I was walking around, it was June, I was walking around in a shirt. They even had a jacket, they needed for a meeting. They put it on their arm. It was a muggy day. These are the guys who have this, you know, the fancy suit because they have a business meeting in an enhancement. They carried it on their arm in the street. They kept the air conditioned room with the meeting, they put it on. Put it in the street, they went out. So what the shuk means, the boardroom. The shuk means the street. No, even the boardroom, if it gets hot, they take the shuk, they're cold, they. In the White House, they once showed a picture in the Oval Office, they put it on the back of the chair, they had the jacket. Yes? Why not? Not true. That is derived. On Shabbos the shoe, right? It could be 100 degrees, the air conditioner breaks. But the guys sit there with the, during davening with the jacket. No, Shabbos the shoe is for Hashem. Exactly. That's exactly the point. That, you know, if it's really...
That's
about 80 degrees, not 95 degrees. They all still put it on there on their arm. They don't walk around. Yes? I don't know what a shoe model is. All I know is that a jacket is something... No, I didn't say that. In the Shach day, the time of the Shach, right, in Lithuania, so the custom was that they only walked the street with jackets. It could be it was true 50 years ago in the Lower East Side. Huh? And my father, the reason, would never walk out of the house without a jacket and without a hat. He'd never walk out on the street with a yarmulke. But he was trained, he was youth. Well, it was some kind of jacket. Now we keep corrupting him a little bit. But I remember for years, that was very, people were very formal. And they made it out of then, tackling it after a jacket according to the sheet of the shop. But today,
you know,
that is for Hashem. It's exactly what the shop is talking about. The Shulman. That's a Shulman. Everyone's like, only for that. A Shulman. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say over here. It's not a portion. Sometimes people don't adjust. I don't know. Adam Meister. Adam Meister was a fellow, son of some of my shul passed away. And I met his son during the father's illness. I never met him before. Went in the hospital, Mount Sinai Hospital, middle of Manhattan. I wasn't even the peak of the summer, it was Sukkot time. You know, they came into the, from the outside, with a shirt. They didn't have a jacket. They didn't know that they had a jacket on their own. Anyway, well, I mean, nothing wrong with that. American guys, you know, young fellows. They came in to visit the father with a shirt. Came to the Korea by the Leviathan, where it was Sarah's embarrassed right after Lucas. And I told him in advance that I'm going to rip your shirt because that's the... So, they had a friend. These people were originally from the Heights. They had friends from the Heights, and now they're Brooklyn, Iraq Kurdish. And he thinks it's the Riverdale, you know, in Dachas. So he heard that the rabbi from Riverdale said that he could only rip the shirt. He came over to me and said, oh, but I mean, a reform rabbi are you? What are you doing over here? Like, rip the jacket. Okay, rip the jacket too. I hold it smooth to rip the jacket. So I'm going to be the head. I'll tell you later what the heter is. I wouldn't have given in. That's why I don't have a heter to rip the jacket. Okay, they want to rip the jacket. The jacket too. Yes?
What about a jacket you wear, let's say, person wearing a jacket, a mama's jacket, for warm?
No, you still know what's going with that.
Why not?
We'll get to that later on. Now, the halacha l'maaseh, Rav Moshe says basically the shirt, quoted in the Yesodei Smoch, the kolbo. There's a shirt, the kolbo is something you can see, so he doesn't, the minig is not that way, but he sings the kolbo in Perek Aleph Siman Beis, Sif Kot Zayin. And he saw this mocking from Perek Beis, footnote 49, says they both the shirt. Zichron B'Tzalel quotes the Sfardim after the minig of ripping the shirt. It can't be, even according to the ties you should wear, you should rip the jacket. Everyone goes in the house with a jacket on, everybody. You ever go to a Shever Brachas in the house? Maybe people are wearing jackets? That's what he writes. have a lot of rice. I mean, stay tuned. First of all, in America, it's not true. And even if it's true, it's not formal. Go to a plane lunch, walk into a supper, and there's no one, no guests, there's no chutz in college. You sit down with the jackets, during the week, the jackets, down the plane, nobody. Where's you living? I was in Bnei Brak. I don't know what he's talking about. I can't believe it. Mamas can't believe it. I don't know what he's saying. I can't understand. Okay, we'll take care of that. Now, Beged Elyon. Okay, so there's been a Beged Elyon. So the Zichron Betzal is a very nice chakir. It's Beged and Halacha and it's Chepta. And the same Beged, the Beged Elyon. Well, no. You need a Kriya Hanikara, a Kriya Hanira. You need it. If you do, you rip your, some rips underneath. You know, one just can't see anything. It's the Halacha and the Beged, or the Halacha that it should be the a Beged which can be seen. The quote to Ritva. Does it mean, is it, you can label a beggar by, you go into a five Sims, we have to do this, you go into five Sims, and you can pick out what's gone, this is a beggar alien, this is not a beggar alien, it's not even anyone wearing it, independent of people's wearing habits, of what he's doing, and how he's wearing, this is a beggar alien, this is not a beggar alien, that's one side of a hakira, oh no, the guy's wearing, whatever the top thing he's wearing is, that's a beggar alien. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Maybe. The quote to Ritva over the base. Ritva says like this. What happens if your Beged Elyon is totally ripped? You know, somebody, you know, he keeps ripping more and more and more the different things, he's most different. Filled with rips. Can't. You know what he does, says the Ritva? He'll switch his garments around. He'll make the Elyon to a toxin and the toxin to the end. Switch them around. And then be able to rip the new Beged Elyon. So what do you see? The Ritva Klar. Not a din in the Chal Hashem, Chepsi the Beged, the five sins sells it to you. No. How are you wearing it? The person will take his, take a shirt and a vest. They'll take his vest and put it under his shirt. The shirt will become a Beged Elyon. If the vest is on top of the shirt, then the vest is a Beged Elyon. Whatever's on top, it's a Beged Elyon. You see the result. Then he quotes an interesting Aruch HaTzchaim and a Kolbo, who say that a person should take off his glima. What's a glima mean? His jacket, right? Take off his glima, a garment. Glima dal katoy. I don't know what the glima means. It means some kind of garment before the kriya. What does that mean? What they mean is they weren't sure if the glima was a Beged Elyon. Well, maybe the glima was what they call the aprikasuso. Maybe the glima was like a shulmantle, like a rock, like a jacket. They weren't sure if this glima was chayiv and kriya or not. So what did they tell you to do? Take it off. Rip whatever's left. The shirt to do. So he says, if Beged Elyon is halacha and the Chal Hashem Beged, and the Chal Hashem Beged, they weren't sure. According to one side of the Hakim, they had suffered because it was called Banach Chayim. The jacket is a Beged Elyon. So what good is it right now at this moment? They're doing the kriya, took a jacket off, and put it in the closet. Might not come either. The shirt still has a Beged Elyon. So you see from here, he says, not a Chal Shema, Chepta, Din, Azah, Beged Elyon. Whatever, the top garment is Beged Elyon. Right now, the shirt is a Beged Elyon, there's a jacket in the closet, so that's the Beged Elyon. So the Chaladeh is now be good. But since they weren't sure whether the jacket is climbing kriya or not, they said, put the jacket in the closet, rip the shirt. Yes, sir.
The shirt is a
Beged
Elyon, or
except
Tom
that I don't
use
that. No, the
only, the shirt is a Beged Elyon.
If it's halacha, you have to pick one or the other. See, it's still the no, that can't be. If you hold it to din, that's be what? That's a carrot. If you hold it to din and Beged Elyon, that's be this Beged, so that Beged. That's 10 begotten. How can you 10 begotten on every Beged and Beged Elyon? The old din doesn't disappear. I forget to answer the math. This explains the meaning of the Maharam quoted in the Beis Yosef, which you saw in the Maharam of Hanukkah. All speaking from the Zichron B'Tzalah. Well, the vinegar is in my ram. But the Maram's minhag is based on is very unclear. So the Zichron Betzalel said that he thinks the Maram is the same thing as the Orchus Chaim and the Kolbo. Take off your jacket, you rip the shirt, so that therefore you'll eliminate the suffix of what's in the Kriya. It's against the Beis Yoyitz's own shot in the Maram. The Beis Yoyitz quoted the Maram as saying that he wasn't sure if the jacket was a Beged Elyon or maybe just an Aprikasuto. And therefore he tore the shirt while the jacket was still on. That's not a Beis Yoyitz who shot in the Maram. That's not a Beis Yoyitz who shot in the Maram. So he says, the Achronim being right from that Beis Yoyitz, I think some of them thought, so you see from here, that the Yev is the Yoyitz of the Beged Atak. Because he wasn't sure whether the jacket is considered a Beged Atak or Suso. What did he do? He tore the shirt. But if you need Beged Elyon, Lee Kuba, what did he gain? He gained nothing. So the Achronim say, you see from this Beis Yosef, that Beged Elyon is not Makish. So the Zichron Betzalel is not true. That's true according to this chapter in the Maram. But it's more likely the Maram held like the Maram of time in the Kolbo. It took off the jacket and then ripped the shirt. So maybe if the jacket would still be on and the jacket would be a Beged Elyon, the shirt would be no good. Beged Elyon is not going to be the Yevit. But the definition of Beged Elyon is what? It's not a Chal Hashem Beged, but the upper Beged at this particular point. What's the reason for it? The reason for it is because it should be Nikar V'Nira. On this basis, the Chorosh would come out and the Mamana Shach Yotzei the shirt. But if you're told, and even if you're the worst case scenario, for some crazy reason, which is beyond our understanding, that the jacket should be the Beged Elyon. Can't understand it. And you rip the shirt. Then the Mamana Shach. If you're like the base, Yosef Shadon Maram, so did he have Yosef with the shirt? That's what the base Yosef said. Did he have it? He kept his jacket on, he wasn't sure. The shirt was good. Elamai holds, no. He means he took the shirt, he took the jacket off and ripped the shirt. And this guy ripped the shirt while the jacket was still on him. So then maybe it should be no good. Wrong. Because the only reason it's no good is why? Because you can't see the rip. That was true when they used to have, I guess, you know, full sweaters. So totally covered up the kara. So the guy is wearing a sweater. Long, you know, full sweater up there, and he rips the shirt. You can't see. It's no good. The guy's wearing a jacket, which is open, like our modern jacket, it's open. And he rips the shirt underneath the jacket. You can see the rips right there, between the two lapels of the jacket. There's a big, obvious, blatant rip in the shirt. So it should just be good luck holiday or something. So even if, another reason ripping the shirt. Even the worst counts the worst. So I tell you, I can't understand, I can't understand anything. But let's say, things up for the Malam, I'm not saying. For some reason, the jacket's the right garment, and you have to show you should still be Yosef B'Dievet. Either the way the Beis Yosef learns Pshat, and that's wrong to say, the Yosef B'Dievet without Beged Elyon, or the other Pshat, but no, if he's Beged Elyon is Likuba, but then the only reason is Likuba is why? Should be able to be visible. And here it is visible. So I thought that's for sure, this is the clincher. You should certainly rip the shirt, because even if you're wrong, he's still right. It's B'Dievet. Yes, Pshat. Not so strange, but sometimes do that. You wear the vest underneath the shirt. Okay, you wear the vest underneath the shirt. You know?
And
you
say that
it didn't
with the
color strings. Well, they
have
a style of the criteria.
So,
even
though you wouldn't hold that
here,
you have to
be visible? Maybe not. I don't know. Could be not. Could be not. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And that is a problem. It's a problem. Problem is, Shai quoted a Gemara before Korim Bifnim. Someone quoted a Gemara. Korim Bifnim. How can you say the reason is, I'll call Shai from Korim Bifnim. How do Rashi know Shai? How do Rashi know Shai Korim Bifnim? What? Hold on a second. Let's take a look again. Slowly. Where's the Rashi? Korem Mifnim, Tachas HaMiktoren Shalom. What is Tachas HaMiktoren Shalom? Underneath the jacket. The Korah Rashi is a favorite. And you can do Kriya underneath. We're saying now, call it a tzadik key, which we like better. As long as it's visible, the key is visibility is the key. Is it against enough in a Rashi? Whoa, hold on a second. Is it against enough in a Rashi? So, on this basis, that a different Mitzvah wants to do a bow faith, it's not a function of visibility, but it's a function of the Chal Shem Beret. Maybe so, but don't forget, we'll see soon, that most Poskim disagree with this Rashi and have a different shot in the beginning, which we'll get to a little bit later. Okay, so this the key wanted to keep that in mind. Okay, then he quotes the Zichron Mitzvah, meaning of the Chavar Kaddish in Eretz Yisroel. They tell the Avot to take off his jacket and rip the shirt. They tell him, take off his jacket or rip the shirt. He says, where does it come from? The Kari, the Harei Kaddish, the Rishonim, the Kolbo, and the Chaim, and probably the Marav. Maybe they had a suffix about the, whether the jacket counts or they take it off. Only one problem here. Problem is, what's going to happen here, but other than the emo, with the kasher, so we're wearing a shirt, right now you're only wearing a shirt, of course, you're for sure. Problem is, he puts on the jacket later on, he's assuming that there's about a levi, that's not walking with a shirt into a levi with a shirt, I presume that's not talking about that kind of case. So they're doing the kriya, let's say, and they take the tail of the jacket, they rip the shirt, and I put the jacket back on again. Problem is, other than the emo, we had a din. You may have seen, right? I love the emo, what's the din? That if it's makhlif, if it's changed, we discussed it once before. You put on a new shirt, rip that shirt again. So presumably, you put on a jacket, you rip that one too. Yes, Panacha?
Whatever, the reason I
have
the shirt is Begadel
Yom.
So whatever you change the shirt, you make another
Begadel Yom. Excellent. Okay, so we'll see later on. Because the Kevin, these Kevin Kaddishas hold at the Shidush, we'll see later on, that although if the guy has a shirt and he rips it, and he wants to change the shirt, has he ripped the shirt a second shirt, but if he has a shirt which is ripped and he's still wearing it, he puts on the jacket, he does not have to use the jacket. That's what we're going to get to a little bit later. That's the meaning of the Chavar Kaddish apparently in Eretz Yisroel. Okay. Do it after that. Next. Then the Gemara says on also Chavez of the base, I'll call a Mason Kul and Korea Tepa. Of the Imo Achi Galas Libo. What does that mean, Achi Galas Libo? So, if you look in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, looks like there are two dinim. It's Achi Galas Libo. Two separate halachas to learn in the same sentence. Number one, you have to rip all your garments. Right? For Shah Krovim, it's enough. Beged Elio. All your garments. You know, it's a little nicer for us, according to what I just said before. Right? What I just said before, what if the beggar goes to the shirt, it's going to have to be a bit of titus. We'll get to that later. Do my clothes when you rip it. Assume like those days. If you have to rip the titus, for Shah Krov, you only rip the shirt. And for Aviva, you rip the titus too. Does it make it possible? Ah, the rip makes it possible. The T-neck and the V-neck and now and then. I guess not. It's a good hair. It's a ride from here. Too big. It was huge. Ah, can't tell. Okay, good. Hold on a sec. That's one dude. They said Takara Kazanisha, you have to rip the from the tallest cup. I don't know about that. Big enough for you. After he rips it, it's still big enough for you, but it wasn't big enough for him. So, I mean, the shot, interesting. And I was wondering about the T-neck. We had a whole fakir that's good, and I was like, we ride from here. No, we'll get to that later. Well, almost no. Yeah?
You are, it's not the same you are from that you are. You put it all together. You are two.
Right, that's exactly the point. It says, exactly. One is a din of, correct. One is it if you have to, I feel, Asarach HaLuk we mentioned before, is Korea's Kula. And number two is actually Galas Liba. So what does that mean, Galas Liba? What does that mean? It means the sheer kriya, as opposed to tefa. Ordinarily, it's enough for tefa, but you really have to have what? Until the heart. So I asked Dr. Blau before I left, where is the heart? I said, do you know where your heart is? Where is the heart? How high up is the heart, sir? How high up is the heart? So I said, it's around here, approximately. What? Away from the kriya. So, not to mean it would be if a person starts to kriya up on top, on the neck, and doesn't step up down to here, and as it never reaches the heart, no good? I mean, Shabbos would be good, or it would be no good. As a matter of fact, the minig, he has a kasha, that people are not knowing this way sometimes. They rip the tefach from the top, and they only rip the tefach even farther than Imo, and they don't do the din of the Gemara. So he points out the different betalel. Someone points out. They certainly prefer to start the rip lower down, right, and go to the heart of the Imo, rather than start away on top to be yoyse that sheet in the Bedek Habayim, which is a difficult shot within the Ramban, which you mentioned yesterday, requires Beis HaTzav HaMamish, which is a Chumra B'yamal, it's not possible to shot in Ramban, which is yesterday, that there could be a Chumra, maybe they cool them. It's all the way on top, you're into that Shita, and then they'll start ripping, if they'll get to rip a tefach, tefach and a half. People say, stop! It'll stop, it'll never get out of Libo. It's better to start over here by the first button down. If the one button down, then you do a tefach, but maybe you're out of Libo. More or less. We'll come to that later. Interesting, there's a minute of the Marashal. The Marashal is a minute called by the Shach to cut your test. To rip for other brothers on the right side and for other on the left side. Where did it come from? Where it came from. Ah, who? Achigalas Libo, right? That's where it comes from. But it's interesting. People are thinking, that's actually, you saw yourself as a Korean. It's gonna be, that's it, everyone knows it's it. Shachom is the right and the other is the left. That's not found, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, not in the Shulchan Aruch. No way. The Marashal invented it. Marashal, very nice. But the Lechara, it's not Mikra Adin. If it had been Mikra Adin, we would have to know about it earlier. But when you add Libo, I can never get a letter. No, doing the right side also is Ad Libo. It means to the latitude. So it gets to the... For the lay, it's going to right start to be good, Negro then, yes? Let's not have an obligation between two laymen over here. We have to ask the doctor. Okay, center left, okay. So, but doesn't matter, guy's doing the right side, still going to miss it. Still going to miss it. Okay. Now, Rabosai, what has the Gemara say? The next line. After Kasusu Enemakev. What does that mean? There's a big machlok. Big machlok. What does it mean? So, the Aruch says it means a Levush Tachto. Okay, let's for the moment assume it's another shirt. Right, we call it Beged Zeya. A concept which you rejected a long time, we finally have it here. Beged Zeya, here it comes up. Beged Zeya. Undershirt is used to absorb the sweat. Frankly, it's all. Mela by Shah Krov, we understand that for Kasus and Emel Kevin, okay? But by Ovi, the Emo, we require what? Achi Gale, as Libo. Hey, you can't see the heart. Undershirt in the way. That's the Ritzvah's Kasha. You can't see the heart, the undershirt's in the way. What's the good kash? What's the Ritzvot kash? He says as follows. Quote, the Eino Ma'ake V'gili Halev, the Akriyot Shel Ma'ala Nikoris. Huh? What is that? What does that mean? So the Zichron B'tzal is an interesting shot. What if a person will rip all of his garments, but let's say he has a piece of paper on top of his heart? paper. Well, that in Akka they did a Kriya because the paper blocking the heart? Or not, right? So what does it mean? Hachigala is when you have to rip all the garments which are covering the heart. Ha! That we say that the undershirt is not a garment. It's the same thing. So the biggest thing. That's like the paper's over the heart. So the male is not Akka. That's how the child never thought. Yes, Hanan. We'll come to the bottom. What? We'll come to that later. Yes. We'll come to that later, Mr. Vishnu. All these people got to believe that down the road. Yes?
Yeah, I think when they were up
in
the
room,
that it was like overall sort of.
We'll come to that later, too?
So maybe his heart wasn't hurt.
Maybe. We'll come to all these
people. And also, if you would say that a heart has to be uncovered, when does he have to be uncovered? Does that mean cover the whole time or just in some of the
time
is my career?
Huh?
So maybe so how do you say they have a woman?
Well, it's an aria. We'll get to it. One thing at a time. Now. However, he suggests a different wrinkle with your Khabatala. The halacha is that every garment has to be ripped ad libo. Don't forget, as Shai pointed out before, there's two different dinim. One is a Korea called Bagoda. A totally brown. But other than that, Lapur, if it did Mamashu Yuli Halei, Mamashu, but this one layer we did not mark it on because of the Derek Earth. Lapur according to the Ba. Come out, like the Marashal, as you say correctly. We don't have to mean if he has 10 garments, all 10 should be Zek and Eged Zek. Because only ever get to see the heart, leaving out the undershirt, it's all 10 of the same.